Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Y'all know what time it is. That's right. It's time to get into another topic right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we'll talk about the dynamics that happens in the product versus the show. But before we go into the subject matter, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together collectively as a community to allow us to express ourselves and thought about this business of music, connect with others that is trying to do the same thing that's making it happen in this business, Lord. We ask that you bless every ear, every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded into the program, that they will get a lesson from this and eventually get a blessing as they go forward on their grind in this business of music. Lord, thank you. Once again, in Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. Look, guys, I'm here not to force religion or anything down your throat. That's my spirituality. I do believe God gave us this platform to make it happen, so therefore I give it to him first. I'm hoping to not change your mind, but possibly change your mind. Anyway, going forward, we're going to be talking about the dynamics that happen in the product versus the show. So, in a nutshell, the product is usually the end. It's the end result of a music production, which various things and various elements that comes from the musical path comes into play. Then, versus what happens in a visual, what we see in the show, the big production that takes place. Tonight, we want to get into it. We're going to stick our hands into it and see how it happens and how we can all bring it all together. But before we get into it, I'm going to come in. I'm going to introduce the panel for the night. I have Ramon. Ramon, thank you for calling in to the program. Where are you calling from? And what's your input on tonight's topic?
Yeah, well, I'm calling in from Plantation, Florida. Basically, I'm just interested in getting into the topic and seeing what others have to say about it. I mean, it's, you know, I'm in the business. I go by, my stage name is Absolute. So, I mean, I've done from on the stage, from the work inside the studio. So just really interested in getting into the topic.
All right. We got Santana, who's also came in to join us tonight, 706. Santana, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from LaGrange, Georgia. I'm a producer and engineer. I've been doing it for about 8 years now, and I've been perfecting my craft and learning the industry. And this is my second time on the line.
All right. Santana, what's your input on tonight's topic?
Well, as of right now, I'm going to sit in listening and see what I can gather, and I have something for you.
All right. We got 910476. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your input on tonight's topic?
How y'all doing tonight? It's Reginald Hargrove. Calling in from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Back,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How y'all doing tonight?
Where are you calling in from, Reginald?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fayetteville, North Carolina's in the house, guys. All right. What's your input on tonight's topic, Reginald?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a good topic for tonight because, you know, a lot of people don't know about, you know, as we call it, the behind the scenes that puts everything together for what everybody's doing, why they're watching on stage, on these shows. There's a lot of work that, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily know about, and some are actually not even getting their just due from it.
Stay with me, Reginald. Okay. And we got Born Wise in the house. Born Wise, where you calling in from?
Calling in from New Jersey. Just weighing in on the topic here. Just like the brother Reginald said, I guess a lot of sort of behind the scenes input and stuff that we could share tonight, information on how to get a great show together and stuff. And we'll speak it on that tonight. Stop it.
Okay. Now that we got everybody who's already opened up, here's my brother in the cut with me. This is Raw Dog. Raw Dog, you calling in from where?
I'm calling in from Washington State, up here in the Pacific Northwest. And, hey, I think we're going to have a real good discussion tonight because, you know, I'm actually sitting here kind of chuckling because I hear the youth in the voices, and I love that. You know, hey, with my gray hair, you know, I want to hear from them, and then I think there are some things that I'm going to tell them that they've never heard before.
All right, you do that, what I need you to do is, because me and you discussed this topic, give me your take on the dynamics that happens in the product. And then give me your take on what happens in the show.
Okay.
And before you do that, Born Wise, press the number one. So we'll keep you locked and loaded at the top of the panel tonight. Go ahead.
Well, you know, let's go to the product. The product itself, let's take the artist and say he's outside of the box. Don't put him in. You know, because we know as artists that a lot of artists think no matter what they do is just the bomb. But as a producer, outside of the box, the first thing that I'm going to say to each one of them is do you realize that music you hear through your ears, but it affects the brain? You know, and there's actually scientific proof that is the trigger zone for all subliminal, all reactionary effects that music has on individuals. So when we start to think about that, we go, okay, the music goes in through the ears, the brain, and what happens? Okay, the brain can be affected by dynamic nuances within the production, whether you're aware of it or not. Some people, their brain triggers on the hook, and that's a majority of the people. You know, if you ask somebody, can you tell me about that song, the hook, if it has the right nuances, dynamics, they will only be able to tell you about the hook and not necessarily the verse. And if you've watched a lot of hip-hop artists and what have you, when they're doing a live performance, they'll sing, they'll rap a portion of the verse, and the hook, they'll turn to the crowd, and the crowd will be able to follow them in that hook. Because that was the nuance of that whole song, that as a group or as a production, it had that dynamic range to it that it could affect the brain, you know. And then when we talk about, you know, just the production as a producer, as an engineer, and what have you. And I know you guys have all probably done this. You've laid down the track, and you'll have the hook on one track, and you'll have the verses on other tracks. And if you just mute those, and you listen, and you have to ask yourself, well, the hook and the music, does it carry me to the point where I'm just waiting for that hook again? I can feel that hook because it is the right combination for the music. See, now, a lot of people try to do verses on music that's just not the right combination. And, you know, that's the learning process. You wonder why a lot of productions, people don't embrace them. Well, it's because it's not a good marriage between the lyrics that are being put on it and the music that it's being applied to. But being a producer, being an engineer, these are things that will allow you to rise to the top because you'll realize, okay, this is not a good fit. This is, you know, they always used to say, you know, if it doesn't fit, don't force it. You know, you'll know it when you hear it because your brain is going to trigger just like the audience's brain. You're going to go, yeah, okay. Without the main verse or the second verse, I still hear that loop, and it's not, you know, the hook, and it's not even being done at that time. So there's one of the first gifts, the show dynamic. For the artist out there, you have to have a second presentation of your single with a difference in it. When we talk about dynamic range and what have you, you know, you're going to have that same song in a show format. And when I say that, there are dynamics when songs start off in a show format that catch the attention of the audience before they begin doing what they're doing. You might even have a little intro, you know, that gets their attention. Who is this guy? Wow. And they all start to focus to see your presentation. Once you get that started, you can't let them go. So you come, you do your song, but you twist it. You got to own what you do. Now, remember that. We can take you down through the legends and say they all owned their song. They, when I went to see them, remember, your show is an event. Don't just make it a lounge performance. When you perform, it's always an event, no matter how small or how big. They had to be there to get that presentation because you took that song and it had a different flavor than the product. But it was the same song, but you were able to give them more. You know, you might have... You know, you remember the good old stars, you know, and I even saw LL Cool J.
I want to interrupt just before you get into that part because you're segueing into another matter. I want to touch in to what you're saying, what you've said about the song and the difference between the studio and the product, you know, and the dynamic range. So. I want to keep them there for a minute. We got 832-322. I need you to state your name, where you're calling in from. And all those who want to speak now, Santana,
hi,
press the number one. Press the number one. 832, who is this? This is Auntie.
Hi. Good morning.
She made it the night to the house. Where you calling in from, Auntie?
I'm calling in from Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. You know I'm excited tonight. I got my auntie in the house, guys. Auntie.
Yeah, for real, hey. For real, auntie?
Auntie Smokey, that's me.
Yeah, everybody auntie in the business, bro.
Everybody.
This is the auntie in the business, bro.
Oh, okay.
Auntie Smokey.
Yeah. We got 8704
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm so first calling from the Fayetteville area, repping Charlotte area 704.
Okay, okay.
Hey,
and
I wanted to.
What's your name?
I'm so first.
I'm so first.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. I wanted to touch base on the topic that you guys were just calling about. I mean, talking on. As
all right,
an artist,
give me 1 second, my man, because what I'm going to do is I'm about to bring you in. I'm going to go to Auntie to get her take on the topic. I just wanted to chime everybody in first, and then I'm going to come right back to you. Okay, all Auntie, right, what's your thoughts?
Okay, I work with major artists as well as indie artists, and my passion is with the indie artists. So I book shows, and I go to a lot of the shows, and I get – what I do is I help indie artists become a major artist, and I work with them in the studios and getting songs. So I work with platinum producers and everybody. So tell me about
the dynamic range, the dynamics that happen in the product and the show that you see.
Okay, as far as the product with the CDs now, the industry changed, and now, in the past, the artists would get all their show money. The show money was just straight out the artist money. And when the CDs stopped selling like they used to, unless you're a major artist like Lil Wayne or Beyonce now, you know, people are really not making that kind of money off of CDs. So,
you came in a little late, so let me clarify it, okay? Because I want to clarify it. Because you're talking about the money. You're talking about the money. We're talking about the dynamics as in the sense of the effects that happens where you see what's in what you hear, what's encompassed into the CD, versus what you hear on stage at the show.
Okay, as far as the performance and the CD,
the production is concerned.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What I found out from watching different indie artists as well as major artists. Like he was stating there about the hook and the verse. What I've learned, you can find an artist that does a great performance, show performance, but their music is not that good, but they can still keep the crowd's attention, and they can keep everybody on focus, on eyes on them, per se. Then you can find an artist that has good music and can't perform. So the two has to come together to make a great artist. To be a great artist, you need both of them to come together. Because I've been on a lot of showcases, and I've seen artists that come out with, like he was saying, they come out with a little gimmick or cash to get your attention, but the music is garbage. But as far as their performance, it was like 100% great. You know what I mean? But the song itself, the product, was garbage. Where I've seen people with good songs, and they come out like he was saying, and they were just lagging around, not moving, and everybody just started talking. Even though the song was great, the hook was great, but they couldn't capture the actual attention of the crowd, and everybody just started talking, waiting for the major artist to come out. So I understand what you're saying, but I work with platinum producers like Chris Lane. He is great. I've taken artists to him who had songs, and their hooks and verses did not go together, where he actually didn't change any words in their songs, or didn't change, it's just the way that he formatted and put it together and turned the song actual hit.
Okay. We're going to go to I'm So First, bring him back in, then we're getting ready to go all the way around the panel, okay? I'm So First.
Okay.
Go
hey, what's going on?
All right.
Hey, my input as just being an artist myself, as an entertainer, and that's what I call myself. You know, you got to entertain your crowd. You know, those guys come to see a show, they pay a good amount of dollars, so you got to entertain those people. You got to catch their eyes, you got to catch your audience, and you got to make those guys come to see and get their money's worth. So, you know, me, myself, I do format a different type of music. You know, I have a show CD, and I have a CD for sale. You know, my show CD, that's where you get the different sound effects, the thunder, the rumbling, the reggae horns and all that good stuff, what my man was saying about the introduction. You know, it's just like a CD. You know, you got to put your top five tracks, you know, what's going to catch the listener's ears at the front of your CD, and that's the same thing as a show. You can't go to a show and perform you can't perform dead music. You got to perform something that's going to get the crowd hype, something that's going to get the crowd jumping. You know, people come to shows to get crunk, you know, to be live, to turn up, as we would say in today's music industry. You know, so that's what we got to do as entertainers, is to keep the crowd turned up. So you don't want to go and sing a love song or something like that if you're not R. Kelly. You know, today as a rapper, you know, as an artist, you got to catch the crowd and entertain them. And once you get them with your intro, you get them with that first banger, you know, your single or whatever it may be, pertaining on who you are, and then you just got to keep going back to back to back to back to back. You know, you can't, as an entertainer, that's what you get paid to do. That's what you got to be able to do, and that's your job. You know, and, you know, that's just my input on it. You know, you can't get thousands and thousands of people and sell out a venue and have a dead show. You know, and you're right. You do have to have good music and put on a good show, and that those two do have to come together. And if those two come together, that's when you get Umso first. So that's me. You know, I'm a good entertainer, and I got good music. You know, you guys can research more about me. Just Google my name. You know,
I need you, what I need you guys to do though. I need you guys to you can hold off on all the self promotion, guys, because this program is about. I have to do this housekeeping. It's about the topic. Very important that you know that. Now, as far as them Googling you, you can get on as a part of our program. We do have a setup for you guys to go to hiphopnational.com, get your music played and supported on the program, and we build a relationship with you and help you build that relationship with the people we got relationships with.
Okay, I got you. Well, okay. You know, that's just my input. That's what I would tell someone as an entertainer.
And then, that way your music will be on the show and supported, because we do support it. I'm just letting you guys know. We connect the dots between the music industry, the music artists, and the music listeners. That's why we do this. But we get on a discussion so we can come and start to help build the minds of the independent together. Okay?
Gotcha.
Just wanted to put a statement out there, let everybody know. Anyway, I want to say this, and I'm going to ask this question about the effects that often goes into the production. Is it necessary for it to be on the CD that you're marketing, such as, like, in the beginning of that CD? Why don't they play the effects that you hear on, and it happens sometimes in the CD, but why don't they play those effects over the air in the radio? Is it because it would take away from the product, or is it just too elongated? I'm going to ask you. Go ahead, I'm so first. You got the floor.
Well, my opinion on that is because that's the type of thing you say for the entertainment. You know, a radio broadcast is just for listening. You know, that's just like you're saying right now, we're just on a topic. If you want to listen to music, you go to the site. You know, that's something you say for the mixtape, for the DJs to do.
Let me clarify that for you, Umso, first. We actually have music shows on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Okay.
And your music can be supported right here. Okay?
Yeah, I got you.
But I agree with what you just said. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's just something you say for the club, you know. That's just like, you know, you say the explicit lyrics for something you have to buy. You know, you have to buy those explicit lyrics. If you want to see what that guy actually said when they bleeped the music out, you got to go buy it. And if you want to see what those sound effects are, or when that smoke rolls out the stage and all that good stuff and those sound effects, you got to go to the show, you know, because it's a different aspect than just hearing, you know, you know, let's say like we take the hottest artist out, whoever he may be. You see him in a music video. You see that music video? That music video is going to be 100 times different at his show when he performs it, because it's going to be different. It's going to be a different venue. It's going to be a different outlook. It's going to be a whole different environment. It's going to be a show. It's going to be live. You know, you're going to have live band, live drums, all this good stuff. And you know, back to the music video, that's something that you're going to watch on TV, you know, in a sitting. you know, your brain is going to be, you know, not to get in depth, but your brain is going to be in a relaxed position watching TV. You go to a venue, you're going to be ready to, you know, be aggressive, be, you know, get some excitement going. So that's where you get those fireworks and the smoke and the flames and the fire and all this good stuff. And that fits in the sound effects and the reggae horns and all that good stuff. That's just my opinion.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yo, I appreciate your opinion. I want to do some housekeeping, guys, and let you guys know that everybody mic will be open at the half hour. I go to break for a few minutes of every show. So just to let you guys know, we will be going to break at 8:30. But I'm keeping everybody mic open. If you guys got background noise, just mute your phone till you're ready to speak. That way we'll have a discussion, everybody have a chance to talk. If it gets unruly, I'll shut some mics off and then try to regulate the show. Is that okay, guys?
Good to go.
That works for me.
Great. All right. I'm gonna ask that same question right now to Born Wise.
Yes.
You there?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Seems like we lost Born Wise right off.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to say this, Steve. The answer to your question, the exact answer, you cannot give anything other than a proper sending of the hook marinated with the melody over the radio because of the fact everybody is not listening through qualified systems to accept it. It might distort it. It might, you know, when you're talking about subwoofers and, you know, you've got the tweeters for the high and what have you, you know, it's going to sound totally different than it's going to sound at a performance because then you have control of the speakers that's coming through. And if you don't, well, then you need a 9-to-5 job so you can buy it. So when you go out there, you set it up so that it's perfect. You know, so what happens is that, okay, I'm going to give you this question. Poetic, you've listened to music over your cell phone, haven't you?
I do it all the time, actually.
Okay. The fidelity over your cell phone is not going to be equivalent to my studio monitors where I've got like 12 speakers in the subwoofer.
I got studio monitors, too.
No. Your cell phone is not going to be equivalent to 12 speakers I have in the studio, right?
No.
Okay. There's where the recording, the product, still delivers a message, and it still has the effect on the subliminal and your brain in accepting to qualify it to be something that you're going to remember and something that's going to give a physical response. You're going to either pat your foot, you're going to, you know, you might even pat your leg with your hand, you might even snap your finger, you know, or you might even bob your head. So the production is not one that you're going to feel unless you have the other appliances when you play the CD, such as that 7.1 amp or, you know, that subwoofer or, you know, you have the speakers in your home that will allow you to readjust it. They're there, but they are flattened on a production so that everyone can play it, you know, whether it's AM, FM, you know, whatever that is, it's still going to be flat enough that it can be broadcast or it can be heard over cell phones, you know, where you're listening it through the cell phone speaker rather than a headset plugged into it. So that's the reason that the product, it's more necessary for the hook to be the catcher and the melody because you're listening to flat sounds. But now during the live performance, the dynamic nuances that you apply, you have the subwoofer, so they feel that pulse. You have the mid-range, so that that when your vocal comes out, they're feeling it as though it's next to them. And so in the dynamic range of your performance, not necessarily the thunder and all of that, but you're giving them an experience that they had to be there. The catch is they had to be there. Man, you know, you come back from a good concert and you say, man, it was off the hook. Man, it was, you had to be there.
And when we
man.
Get back, Raw Dog, I'm going to tell you like this. I want to talk about it being off the hook. Just to let you know, I want to tell you, I want to say this, and I agree with you. When I go into a theater, just to let you guys know, when you go into a theater, you're sitting there, all of a sudden it sounds like something just hit you from the back or hit you from the side. It came over your head. How does those ranges, those effects and those productions do all of that? Is it in the panning, in the mixing? Why is it so effective to getting your attention? Question. When we come back,
that
y'all
panning,
stay with us.
That good panning.
Say it again.
That good panning.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. Y'all listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identities, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on hold, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-
Hey everybody, this is Dino Mataloni of the Ask Dino Show. I love hanging out with the great people of Hip Hop National Radio. Hostess Lady Di, CEO of Hip Hop Magazine Myra Morris, and producer extraordinaire Poetic. I love the show, I call in all the time, it's very cool. Now please be sure to tune into my television internet show called The Ask Dino Show. It's a music entertainment talk show all about the music industry, with special guest artists performing and answering all your questions. Our show is based on Time Warner, but you can see The Ask Dino Show 24/7 on YouTube and Facebook. Just type in Ask Dino Show. That's Ask Dino Show.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
All right, guys, you got locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. I want to, for those who are just tuning in, you can call back in at 213-559-2995. Press the number one, let us know that you have a statement or question. For some reason, the board seemed to have had some technical difficulties. We lost a great deal of callers a few minutes ago. And sometimes we have a dysfunction in the board, so all you have to do is just call back in. 213-559-2995. I'm going to open up the lines that are still here with us. I have Reginald. I have Auntie still in. And I still got Santana still on deck with us. So, and Raw Dog. Raw Dog is still here, too. So. Definitely going to open back up that line. I'm going to ask you guys, how about those dynamic ranges that happens when I'm talking about the sound effects. How do they bring that in? Are constantly getting your attention. And concerts, it happens a lot. We hear it all the time, them doing something to keep you actively listening. I'm coming. No, actually, I want to start off with Auntie, the lady first, then I'm coming to Santana. Then Reginald. Go ahead. Auntie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You said about the sound effects.
Yeah, the sound effects that comes in when we're sitting in. I'm just giving you an example. I'm talking those attention getter sound effects. Dynamic range that comes in that makes you stay actively listening.
That's like the surround sound that you hear when you have your home entertainment center and at the theaters. I understand what you're saying. I be in the studio 24/7 with artists and producers all the time, and the sound effects you're talking about. I don't understand what you're saying because I've been listening to.
Well, I'm gonna let Raw Dog come in because Raw Dog is a producer.
Because
he knows how it happens, and he's gonna explain it to you. So
okay.
And then Raw Dog, if you would, just throw it to the one of the next callers. Raw Dog,
yeah.
You got the floor.
I guess you know. Okay. One is that a live production. The quality of the sound system or the PA, PA is such a minor word, but the sound system and the sound man, what a lot of artists don't realize, there's what they call a crossover network in the electronics. And you asked why, you know, do you get that effect coming from behind you and what have you? It's because of the crossovers, electronics that are hooked in, such as in a good stereo system, you have a crossover unit that allows only the sub sounds or the bass sounds to go to a certain set of speakers. You have the mids going to only a certain set of speakers, and then you have the highs coming from another set of speakers. And if you ever notice when you go to a bigger event and what have you, that they have an arrangement of speakers, you'll realize that that's what you're being, the sound engineer is the one that's adding the nuances to the performance. And that's generally a scripted duty that he's performing in each song, or it's pre-programmed because now the boards are all motorized that it will give you those different fluxes within the different speakers that you have producing the sound. So to understand that, you know, there's what can make and break and make you seem larger than life is that sound system that is allowing the music to be engulfing the crowd and making them feel part of the experience, you know? And so that's the part of one of the dynamics. And I always, you know, I think on the last show we talked about equipment. What equipment as a hip-hop artist do you bring to the event? You know, and I think DJ Sammy was on then, and she said that that was a good question because that's some of the things they don't think about that might they that are part of what happens in the studio when they do the product, or they can add to their live performance so that they have a different a sounding approach, and it limits any errors because in their vocal processing, there's equipment that will enhance, double. It will also do a lot of things. Well, T-Pain, but we're not saying use T-Pain, but that's an example of something electronic that he uses in a performance. Let's see. Let's go to Santana. Santana.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Basically, the engineer, to me, the engineer controls all of that because it's up to him to put that together.
Right.
Now, like for instance, like the DJ mixtapes. Most DJ mixtapes, like DJ drama mixtapes, they sound better than people's actual albums because they add the bells and whistles to it to make the appearance or make the sound like it's bigger than what it is. And that's what keeps people buying mixtapes in my point. And from my experience in engineering, if you don't put those bells and whistles in there, it's just going to be a plain song. It's not going to have any It's not going to catch anybody's attention. As if you just recorded a song and put it out, and that's it. It's dull, put like that. That's my input.
I agree with you. You know, they call it the phantom entering the room because you might have something here, and then it's gone, and you add something different, you know. And I'm going to say there is a group, Lakeside. Lakeside did a song where they had what we called little bitty people in the background. It seemed like they were miniature. You could barely hear their voices, but you could pick it up. And it made the song delightful as far as like, wow, little bitty people, you know. But it was because they had the voices on such a low point that the room had to be sitting there and intense to hear what everybody was talking about. They got little bitty voices in there. Just listen, you know. And so it brought you into the mix. And it gave you something of a discovery because music is supposed to hit you in so many different ways. And I'm glad that you saying as an engineer, you can play with these things. You can add these things. Not that that the artist is going to agree with you, but it's because you can do this. And so, you know, Reginald, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I totally understand, like he's saying, as far as on the engineer side of it, when he talks about, you know, not necessarily having it in there, but about needing it. A lot of these songs, like you're saying, like, just like you said on the radio, you don't have that in there. So what you're doing for show purpose, it's good because there's something totally different. Now, I've been in a studio where producers have been they've been actually putting their beats together, and certain instruments, you know, they would pan left or right, and when you hear, you know, it's and also because from the studio and also do sound. So when we're actually in a setting where we're setting up either a club or for radio station events, you get to hear all of these a lot better than you would normally hear at home or in your car, like you said, on your cell phone. And there's also where major artists that come in, you know, they want more than just your highs and your mids. They want you to, they actually want the side feels and everything. I mean, it's amazing how, like Portet was saying about, you know, the movie theater. You know, it's where it actually hits you in the back of the head, takes your breath away, and people actually like that because it makes them feel like they're a part of the whole production. And I mean, it's just what you want from them. So that way, as an artist, you want them to feel your music and feel it from what you're conveying in the song or in your performance. And of course, as anybody that's a producer, those are the things that when I'm going to say back in the day, yeah, I'm 41, so I'm going to say that the first thing when a label listened to your music, that producer had to be the one to catch their eye long enough, their ear long enough to them to get to your to the artist portion.
Exactly.
So whatever you've done, whatever that producer does to it that gives that little tweak that they need to hear to make it go to them. Because I've sat there sometimes, and I mean, you know, if it takes more than a good 10 seconds to go into something, they cut it off. They'll go to the next one. And if it's the same, they're not even going to go to that third song because they know, okay, I've already given you the opportunity again, a second time, and this is not what we're looking for already. Even though they may lose out on something good, but you've got to catch them because they're also consumers. And that's what they're also looking at too. You can't just say, well, you know, it's just the label. You know, they're looking at, they have to make sure that the product that is being introduced to them is going to be effective when it hits its market.
Right. I agree with you. But now here's a question for you, okay? Is it better for artists to lease a track, buy a track, and not being produced, or going into the studio and not with the actual person that created that track? Do you think that that's a good situation to get the best out of the product?
Truthfully to me, I feel like that artist needs to be able to sit down and build a relationship with that producer. Because this way, this anything else that this producer makes for that artist, here and out, he knows, or... Well, excuse me, let me say they, because there are female producers. They know what this artist is looking for or what they feel like that artist would be good on. You know, everybody can go out here and, you know, you can go out here and buy a beat because it sounds good to you. But is it something that you can say from start to finish is totally you? Speaking on the behalf of, okay, yeah, I sat down, you know, when they put this drum roll in, you know, I made sure that, you know, that four count, you know, it worked, it all works out. Now, for me, I have a producer that I deal with like that, and others that I just have for my artists that I listen to, and I've been working with them so long that when I hear it, I can say, oh, this is for so-and-so, this is for so-and-so. And then I let them listen to it, and they like it. But it's just that I've been working with them in that type of setting. But it's better to be able to sit down and vibe. That artist and that producer can vibe off of each other.
Well, why I asked you that, now I'm going to tell you, okay, you were right on that. They should have a relationship with the producer. Because remember, what you said was just perfect for the product. But now when they take it to have a show, they need a more energized, twisted version so that when they
right.
perform it, it becomes an event. And I don't know if I'm – am I confusing people when I call it an event?
No, you're totally right. Now, yes, this
event.
You're right, but this is Auntie. Let me speak. All right, that's true to a certain point, okay? Because I always take my artists to the table, to the major labels, to shop them, and. Okay, what he was saying about the producers, okay, working with the producer can be good to a certain point if the producer is good, because most of the artists that I've taken to the table, and I've taken a lot, if the production is not good, I don't care if it is his producer, if the production is not good, the song is not going to be good. And then you got a lot of indie artists that just coming up that can't afford to actually buy beats from producers. And that's where the leasing came in to play, to help indie
right.
artists that's trying to get in the field where they can go online and lease a beat for $25. Okay, but when you get ready
right.
to do your radio play, you get to the level where you get ready to get something on the radio or you're going to shop your package, you need actual beats that you have bought. Say, for instance, you go to the table and one of those songs is a hit. Okay, the beat has been leased, and you got five or six artists, 20 or 30 artists on YouTube with that same beat that they've rapped on. Okay, then they ask you, they're going to ask the artist, does the beat belong to you? No. So that's where you're going to lose your deal, because 99% of the time somebody else has already actually bought the beat even though it was leased at first. And then the producer can't go back and sell it to that person if he's already sold it, because whoever has it has the paperwork on it, the points and everything is there. So it's good to have your own producers, and then I have artists that I've taken to the table where their production is bad. The artist is good and the production is bad. And then the labels tell me, Auntie, take this artist back, find a platinum producer, put him on there with a platinum producer, and then bring him back to the table. So it's such a broad statement, and it's such a broad thing. It's so many different entities that come into play when you ask a question like that.
Okay.
For artists.
Okay.
Definitely right.
I agree with her. I agree with her. But then, you know, the only thing I can say then that tends to say that the artist needs to slow his roll. I understand people wanting to get there as fast as they can. I really do. I understand that.
Right.
But to be the captain of the ship is the only way that you know for sure you're going to get there. And being unknowledgeable enough to take and trying to achieve something that you don't have control of, I would recommend to any artist that, okay, this formula is not right, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I understand what you're saying, because you have to work with the hand you're dealt, you know, and I understand if they're knocking on your door and they're wanting you to help them. And as good a heart as you sound, you're going to try, and I appreciate that. We need more people out there like that, you know. So it's like, okay, you know, that's the one thing that we were talking about the other night is that would you rather have an artist that has one CD, or would you rather have an artist, I mean one single, or would you rather have an artist come to you and say, oh, I've got like 45 tracks?
Hey, before we go too much into changing the topic, I want to include another caller as well, please. Anita. Welcome to Hip Hop National. Just stay inclusive. I just want to let you know that we acknowledge that you are there. Go ahead, Raw Dog. You got the floor.
Okay. You know, other than that, I was asking Auntie about that because I like her. She's golden. You know, I can see artists coming to her. And I just wanted to know, would you prefer an artist come to you with 45 tracks they've already done?
Or 45.
The one 40. Single that they're trying to show you that they have talent?
45, because what I call an artist that comes to me with one single that's supposed to be so hot is a one-hit wonder. That's why we have so many major artists that are now indie artists, because of the fact that they came to the table with that one hit, and they made that one hit, and when they actually got those deals, they were not able to keep those deals because they didn't have the music to back them up. So that's why you got artists like Jeezy, 2 Chainz, and Future that can hang in there because they know how to make those hits. See, an artist is a talent, okay? Anybody can make a song and can sound good. You understand that? But everybody that raps and is in this music business, what I've learned, are not artists. An artist is just like somebody, like say, for instance, somebody that paints to make a masterpiece. They can continue to make, to draw, and it gets better and better. Okay? But anybody can rap and make a song that sounds good. And stay for, and they can get it on the radio play, and maybe they're in their town or their state. But what about the rest of the United States? What about make it universal? To become a universal artist, to become universal, you are an artist. You're not just a rapper. You're an artist because you have touched the universe. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's the difference. So come to me with 45 and then we see what you're doing, where we can go with you. You come to me with one song, okay. I don't know. That could just be a one hit. Just one hit. So I don't know where you're going or where you're trying to go.
You say if they want to see you do a happy dance, bring you 45 different tracks.
Right. Let me see who you're working with. Let me see, can you continue to produce? You made this one song that's high this year. We can go to the table and get you a deal because you got something to work with. My artist,
yeah.
I'm going to throw my cards on the table with the label. I'm going to say, look what my artist working with. Not just this one song, which I know they're not going to listen to all 45, but I can say they're going to, first question they're going to ask me, y'all ask him, let me hear your best 3 or 4 songs. So if he got 3 or 4 out of 45, if we got 20 out of 45, we know this good. We give him 3 or 4, so you know, we have a better, you have a better chance. That's just like anything, playing dice, you know what I mean?
Well, now, here's one more question. I love you. Hey, you are Auntie. Tell me something. If you had an artist that brought you that many, would his signing deal be a lot better than a one-hit wonder?
Of course. Of
okay.
course. Instead of getting a single deal, they can get a label. They can get an album deal, a CD deal, with, you know, per se. You know, I have a lot of artists. You'll see, you all will hear my name more often in 2014 because I have several artists that just getting ready to get deals that I'm working with now. The shows, like you say, the product, all that comes into play. The radio play, you have to get the radio play. That's why I tell my artists, whether it's internet or BDS, go for it. Get on the radio station. You don't know what the internet station has. You don't know how many people that's listening to it. Get your music played. The same way you stay on Facebook, find out about them internet stations. Get out there and promote and market the product, okay? You don't have to be on 103 in Atlanta to get a deal. You can be on the internet station now and get your fan base built up and your YouTube or your Worldstar, and they'll come to you. You don't have to have that $15,000 or $20,000 to go to 107 with Greg Street or the Dirty Boys in Atlanta, even though it works faster. But if you got an internet station like World Hip Hop, hiphop.com. Hip Hop National. Get on there. Get them to play your songs. People going to hear you. You know what I mean? people who don't know your name will know your name. Then they'll go to YouTube and look you up. They hear you on this station, then they, oh, wow, that was, I like that song. Let me see who that is. Let me go to YouTube and see what else he has to offer. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. All right, Auntie Promotion, we're getting ready to go to break. So we'll be back in just a minute. Y'all stay with us. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the dynamics that happen in the product versus the show. Anita just joined us. When we come back, we're going to say that same question to her, what Raw Dog was expressing. And we'll have Raw Dog recap. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all keep it locked where you got it.
Hip-Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip-Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Tammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio.
It's bad when you're having a little technical difficulties. It looked like we were just having some problems, guys, just to let you guys know. Not trying to make no excuses. That's just the way it is sometimes. We got Anita. I'm going to bring you in just a moment. I'm going to let Raw Dog recap. Raw Dog, recap on what you were saying, and boom, bring it back to Anita. You got the
floor. What I was saying is that, you know, that an artist with a catalog and in this industry has got a better chance of getting signed with a label and what have you, and showcasing himself if he's linked to the producer so that he can have a show song rather than his production, you know, are the way that I see it. You know, and we've got some artists out there. We've got one that I'm really high on is Beast Hollywood, you know, and we'll talk about him. He's got an interview coming up with us later on this week or next week right before Christmas, so that you're going to hear more about him. But I know he's on his way, you know, and Anita, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What do you think about the subject we've been talking about this evening? Anita, am I throwing you under the bus?
No, it's not that. It's just that the subject and the response to the question has kind of confused me a little bit, because it's kind of like it's taken itself off track. But the original question, give me the original question as it was. What's the topic for tonight?
Give it to her, Poetic.
The dynamics that happen in the product versus the show, right? So you're asking if it would be best for an artist to come to the table with a predetermined catalog of music as opposed to, what, one or two songs?
No, let me clarify it with you, Anita. I do apologize because you did come a little late. The program really was talking about the production. The production in the product versus the production in the show. When you're having a show, sometimes often what you hear on radio, it don't give you the full-blown picture or view or, you know, the insight of what that song has got when they come bring it to a concert or they put it on the product itself. It's a big difference than what we hear on the radio.
Oh, of course it is, because that's the radio version. It's cleaned up and tidied up for everybody's ears. So anytime you have a live show, it's always going to be different.
And why do you say that? Your opinion.
You know what? I'm going to give you a better response than mine. Mr. Pringle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Pringle, why is the production always better on the product and the show versus the radio? I should have put that on there in this question.
Well, because two things, politics and the FCC. Politics, when it comes down to the point of choice and the choosing the music itself, goes between the artist, the producer, and the label. The label has a direction, the artist has a vision, and the producer is automatically, the man with the paintbrush that paints the whole script all on the canvas. You know what I'm saying? Because he took something from something to make something, and then it became a working function. Now, to sum all that up is, once it finally gets to radio has guidelines. It's automatically, you know, doctrined by the FCC that the record is supposed to be a certain time length, no curse words, and you cannot be able to, you know, exemplify the point of any kind of criminal act on record. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be particular about what you say, how you say, and how you... That's the reason why we have so many different innuendos or different slogans that automatically justify the point of sex, conversation, fighting, weapons, whatever it may be. The rap artist or the singer, you will use the point of changing the lyrics around to make it relevant. You know, we all got to remember that one thing, that this is a business, so... As clean as it is, you won't get heard if you automatically talking about how dirty you are or how many girls or bees or, you know, whatever it may be. There still is a structure. But if you look at rap is something totally different, because there's usually 9 to 10 versions of a record that automatically is seen to the DJs and circulated. And by the popularity of that song and where it goes, because you got to remember, music is regional by the point of the geographical location. You know, you got South Florida so with the Southeast sound. You got the West Coast with the West Coast sound. You got the East Coast with the East Coast sound, and the Midwest with the Midwest sound. Now, for you to be an artist, you got to be able to comply to all regions. So that's one of the hardest things in the world, to put a record, think that you've got to automatically a hit, because it might happen in your market, but it might not happen someplace else. And that's where it comes by the point of the radio station. The radio station, 9 times out of 10, has a better scope of what's happening locally, because they're supposed to have the pulse of the industry inside their locks. So that means that when it comes down to the clubs or to the schools or to the churches or whatever it may be, however you're promoting or marketing your product, it's automatically destined and, you know, designated. I hope that answers your question, Poetic.
Absolutely. It does, man. I'm going to go ahead and go around the panel, and I'm going to get everybody else's take. Reginald, hadn't heard from you for a minute. What's your thoughts?
Oh, I've just been listening in and, you know, definitely taking everything in, even from Auntie. You know, I got the call of that because she definitely hit on part of what we talked about last time about, you know, being able to, it's being effective more than having that one song. You know, you come in there and you got a catalog. You got something to work with. So, you know, it also shows them the fact that you've actually put serious thought into this, and it wasn't you just went in there and did two songs and you said, okay, yeah, I like these, so I'm going to take them to a label and shop them. But like he was saying, as far as the music, there's so many different variations of songs. Like he said, you know, you've got this DJ that did this mix. He's got, you know, you've got a reggae mix to a song, and I mean, it's just so many different ways that everybody's trying to hit every market without them having to go in and do specific songs for each one. They're taking that time with producers and DJs, because like nowadays a lot of the DJs are also producers, so they're actually, you know, being able to do both hit both situations and be able to put out another product where if you're in on the East Coast, you know, it's still being played on the West Coast, but it's got a West Coast flair to it. Something something totally different to keep your buzz going, or to help you get a buzz in a whole other market. And this is where everybody has to have a better range on what they're trying to do with their product. And a lot of people don't think about it like that. They just think about the portion of, okay, you know, I'm trying to get me a deal. You know, I'm trying to get on. That's my focus. And oh yeah, you know, I want lots of money. But before all of this goes to that point, you have to be able to know that this is what I'm pushing on. This is what I'm targeting. And when I get this area, I'm going to take this area and I'm going to push on. But you've got to be able to do other markets. It's even like there's some artists that their songs that, I mean, they're real good, but they'll never make it to the radio because the edited version, they're not really even able to edit it. You know, every other four words is being edited out, so you can't really get the feel of the song. So that's why a lot of artists now, you know, they're trying to make them songs specifically catering to the radio, because you definitely have to have that radio. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that say that, you know, I can do it and I don't need it. Yeah, you can do it, but this depends on what type of level, where are you trying to take your career to. If you're not trying to take your career that far, then you not being on the radio would possibly be okay. But if you're actually trying to go to that next level and push to be a pioneer in this game, yeah, you're going to have to use a little bit of that radio to help you out there, even through all of the politics.
I agree with you. I agree with you. This is Raw Dog. And, you know, the thing about it is, as Auntie said, the catalog, to have more than one song, more than five songs, more than 10 songs. I mean, an artist should never stop at his last song because he's an artist. You know, I understand there's a sacrifice, and I understand that, you know, hey, fame is in their minds and what have you. But the whole point of the matter is you got to have a display of your talent. You've got to have depth in your talent. And you're going to have more than one song to perform at an event if you're going to climb the ladder to become someone in this industry. Let me do this. 704-974. I see you've got your hand raised. Who am I speaking with?
I'm so first again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties and what have you, but I saw you raise your hand. What's your comment about that?
I'm just coming back in on the call.
Okay. Well, hey, when you get ready, let us know when you've got something to say, and we'd be happy to bring you in. All righty, Poetic, are you there? Okay, well, I'll
Poetic
go back.
Poetic is here.
Don't tell me we lost our host.
No, I'm here. I was just on mute for a moment. And Raw Dog, you know that. Why did you tell me on the bus?
Well, I didn't say man down.
All right. Definitely. I want to. I don't know why I'm getting some feedback, some echo, but I wanted to say something what I heard Reginald say, and I want to echo it. He was saying that if you want to take your music to the next level, then you have to do certain things to adjust so you could be there. Unless you just want to stay stay in a certain area where you don't feel that you ever want to get into the commercial level of this music. He didn't say it in those words, but basically he was saying that. There's certain things that you have to do, and what we're hearing today in the effects of the music, and I'm beginning to see less dynamics in the sound because all I'm hearing is effects that's beeping out the language. What about those? What about those effects that's affecting the product? What do you guys think about that? I'm going to go to Chris.
And what was your last statement to me? I was cutting you off. I'm saying, yo.
How do you feel about the effects that they're using now? Just to beep out just about every word that we hear in the song.
I'm an old school cat, the old school ways.
Okay.
And I was brought into this business by a bunch of old school cats that knew how to make things happen. So when it comes down to being...
Chris, you sound like you're in the background, man. You're not up close like you were before.
I'm right here. Might be the phone. Let me see your
okay.
phone.
Okay.
Hold on for 1 minute, Lordy. Can you hear
me? Yeah, I hear you better now.
All right. Well, one of the things that I understand is this. The way the sound of music right now is only for a time being because as we do and produce music, you know, the cycle always repeats itself and we always change as we go. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no such thing as a record that's going to be relevant now, that's going to be relevant later, unless it's a timely classic, which means that all formats is going to automatically support it. Now, when I say formats, you know, some records are built into categories. At one point in time, it was just rock and roll and black music, R&B. know what I'm saying? Then now R&B is the new rock and roll, and the new rock and roll is old school classics, you know, what you call adult contemporary or top 40 adult contemporary.
Top 40.
You know what I'm saying? You know, in the point of segregating your music, you know, most of the producers show by the age and the talents itself because, you know, each individual song is broken down into age demos. And once you deal with the age demos, that shows the direction of where you want to go and what kind of placement do you want to be in. It makes no sense to do a pop record if it hasn't been broken in urban and it's a black artist. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just to give you an example, because there's a lot of questions about what to do, how to do, and there's always some kind of, let's say, resume that's given by the powers to be. And that's why I was telling about the politics of this business, because the politics of this business is if you're a hot entity, everybody's going to follow what you're doing because you're the main man for the moment. And if you catch a gist of time and be able to do at least 10 years behind doing what you do, that means that you're going to be a part of the era. The era itself is now designated. That's why you had the New Jack Swing era. That's why you had the Teddy Riley era. That's why, you know what I'm saying? That's why you had what's your boy's name down in he does use audio tunes all the time. He uses audio tunes all the time.
T-Pain.
Yeah, like T-Pain and Akon. You know, they're all producers for the moment. Pharrell, they're all producers for the moment. They might generate a lot of sales, but Blurred Lines is not going to be the hottest record next week. You know what I'm saying? Blurred Lines is not going to last over 5 years. It took its time. It took its tenure. It burnt out every radio station across the country, as well as TV outlets. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to stop because it's going to segue to another record that's going to be just as hot. So this week is Beyonce, because Beyonce released an unreleased album that she didn't do. She did it digitally and all that. But every record that's on that album is hot because, you know, the demand itself is being built up by the point of the label and the popularity of the artist. You know what I'm saying? So as you being an independent artist and you're brand new, you got to be able to differentiate yourself and know where you want to go, who you want to deal with, what type of formats you want to be in. So you got to do your schoolwork. This is a business. This is not something that you just think that somebody's going to throw it out there and it's going to automatically happen, because it doesn't happen that way. Now, we hear these stories about the one-hit wonders, but the one-hit wonders had to have some kind of segue behind it. There's a story that was told behind it. I'll give you a record that I know for a fact was a one-hit wonder, and everybody loved that record. I worked it. It was called Steal I Wish. That was the hottest record, and still to this day is relevant right now because commercials are playing it, the whole nine yards. But the artist himself is starving. He's sitting at home trying to figure out. Huh?
What song was that?
Skilo, I Wish. I wish I was a little bit taller.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It was
that.
A one.
It was
a one-hit wonder, but at the moment, that record was the hottest record in the country. You know, and at the same time, it wasn't my buying DJs. It was the females that broke that record, because whenever they played it at a radio station, you know, it was the female calls and the kids that called in talking about, oh, I love that record. Can you play that record for me? So it's still relevant about the numbers and getting the response locally, but at the same time, I always go back to the same thing I told y'all last time we were on this call. If you can't happen in your own backyard, what's the sense of trying to make it happen in another state or another city or another country? You know what I'm saying? You got to remember, you got to start, have some kind of foundation of where you are and what you're doing first. So whatever kind of music that you're doing, if it's bounce, if it's EVM, if it's pop, if it's hip-hop, if it's crossover mainstream, whatever it may be, you got to be able to produce the hottest record. Talent shows talent. And if you're going to do one record, you got to remember, if the record gets into the marketplace and it does blow, what are you going to do to have backing behind you to support the sales of that one record? So you got to have something in the can. You got to have another bullet in the chamber to blow. So you got to be able to make that happen to support whatever you're trying to do overall as a label, as an artist, as well as a producer.
Definitely, I'm agreeing with you on that. But before we go too far, I want to pause just for the cause. I did tell you guys that y'all can, you and Anita can promote something because it's for a certain cause. But all I ask that you do is, and I want you guys to get it clear, Anita, if you would give me your email, PayPal, I will put that on my site. Tell everybody what it is that you do. I just don't want to give out emails over the air. It just don't happen here. You got the floor. Go ahead, Chris, yeah, or Anita.
Oh, the kids for Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. We have a 12-year-old and a 4-year-old little girl that we're looking for assistance with Christmas gifts. The mother is ill, and we're trying to help out and give them a, you know, pretty decent Christmas as we can. So I was asking for, and I realize you guys are out of town and everything like that, you know, not in the same place, but any sort of donations can be made to my PayPal account. It's Anita, A-I-T-A, at cm3mediagroups.com. And it doesn't have to be anything big. Whatever you can give would be appreciated.
Maybe you didn't hear that part, but that's okay.
Huh?
I said, give me your PayPal. But it's okay. You gave it out. Give it out again.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you meant give it to you on here.
Give it out again.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Anita at cm3mediagroups.
Okay.
.com.
Okay, guys. They have a situation where this mother is sickly, very ill, and these kids are not gonna have the Christmas that they probably would if she wasn't. Okay, helping it's to help a cause. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, love.
That's why I put off everybody mic for a moment, because I definitely wanted to touch pause for the cause for that. I'm going to go to Auntie and ask basically what you heard Chris say. What can you do to second those emotions? You got the floor.
Is Chris the one that just got off before Anita came on?
Yeah.
Talking about the old school. Okay, a lot of stuff Chris said I agree with to a certain point. Well, see, I'm different. So, Chris, don't knock me. I'm different because I'm from Alabama. I'm from Tuskegee, Alabama. And I worked with the artists in Atlanta. Like, I started in 1998. So I was with DJ Jelly, the Yin Yang Twins, Lil Jon, T.I., and Jeezy, them in the beginning. And that was before Atlanta was actually pushing the local artists. The artists in Atlanta had to come over into Alabama to get on the radio because Greg Street and all those other artists, those other DJs at that particular time wasn't there. So they came over and got with the black radio station in Alabama, and Alabama made those artists hot. Then Atlanta picked them up. They went back to Georgia. So I understand what you're saying, get your own backyard. But the industry today is so, it's dirty. Just like you said, the politics, that's basically, and if you don't know the right person, I don't care how good you are, you won't get a chance to be heard by the universe. See, I tell my artists to reach the goal to become a universal artist. You know what I mean? That's where you want to go. You want to be a Lil Wayne, a Drake, a Ross. You know what I mean? Like you said, yeah, there's a lot of one-hit wonders that left a little legend behind them, of course. And now that I've been in Houston, I've learned to love Pimp C. You understand what I'm saying? I love Pimp C. I like back in the days, but even more so now. And I see the difference in the geographics, like you said, demographics is for as the different types of music. And that's why I came to Houston to try to, because at one time the Texas artists and the rest of the world, they just weren't feeling each other, and they had gotten to that point now, like Zero, Slim Thug,
We don't hear anything about them out there like that universal anymore. You don't hear anything about Slim Thug, but Slim Thug right now got one of the hottest songs out. You know what I mean? But it's not universal. And I feel him when he said he doesn't want a label deal or whatever. But it's a lot of good artists out here. See, my heart is with the small man, the artist that's trying to, is on the grind, the one that has that talent. See, I'm a Christian first, then I'm with the music industry. So my heart and my challenge is with that small man that don't have no budget, no big budget, that ain't no big-time drug dealer, that's got that talent that God has blessed him with, because it's a blessing to be an artist. Because God gave, I feel that God gave these guys, these young kids, this talent to be able to rap, to be heard, not giving them this talent not to be heard. So that's why me personally, I grind with the small artists as well as the major artists. I kick it with Rocco and them, and Ross and whoever, fine. But my heart, it goes to the little artists, the indie artists that's on Hip Hop National tonight, the ones that's out there talking, that's trying to get to be that Ross or get to that late, get to that place in that in their career, the one that's really hungry and just trying, that's passionate, that's humble, that's trying to get there and has something to offer, something to say to the world. You know what I mean? Not just some give, you know. It's a lot of artists that do different types of music, but I got grandkids. See, my grandkids, the next generation. So the music that they listen to, I'm old school. Not going to say my age, but I'm in the 50s. But I feel the hip-hop. Everybody, my friends that are my age, they don't want to hear the hip-hop and rap. They don't understand it, but I understand the kids. I can hear the lyrics. I can hear the pain. I can feel the artist. And I know if an artist has something to say or if it's just a commercial song just to get that deal. I know if this artist is, that's what I do. I've been doing this since 1998. And see, and I can't, I'm through.
Let Raw Dog take it from there. What you got to say?
What I'm talking about.
Well, I wish there was somebody older on the board, but I guess I'm the oldest.
I'm older than you.
Oh, you wish you was, man. But
no,
I'm going to tell my age. I'm 63. I've been in this industry for so long. I remember most of y'all when you were little kids. So, I'm going to say this. Hey, you know what? It's a hard industry. It's a business. It's the music business. As Glenn would say if he was here, it's the music business. It's dirty. It's
right.
Not easy. And I understand the little guy that comes in that has a dream, he's got to also understand that he's got to have a plan. You see,
right.
You know, the funny part about it is that you just can't walk in with talent. You're going to have to invest in yourself. You know, we talk about the artist and what have you and the resume. Being played on the radio, being an independent artist, you know, pay for promotion. Don't pay to pop the bottles in the club. Pay the promotion to get played on the radio for the interview. For all those things, and put it down on your resume. This is where I've been. This is where I've been heard. This is how many weeks that, hey, I was played. You know, have a resume to let the people know that, hey, you're not just stepping out here like a baby. How they used to say, a baby wet behind the ears. You're going to have
right.
to pay those dues. I say get a 9-to-5. Because it'll make you stronger, because it'll make you even more hungry to become that artist that you want to be. Because, you see, guess what? You're going to have to sacrifice. And, you know, to learn this game, you know, I learn something new every day. And I'm sure Auntie can tell you the same thing, you know. And Anita, I know you learn something new every day. So it's evolving. The industry's changing every day. But you have to be innovative. You have to be focused to grow, to cultivate your talent, because as Auntie said, these are God-given gifts. Evidently, it's got to be a passion within you for you to pursue it, because it's not,
that love.
It's not easy, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna feel the pain, because mm-hmm. you see, there's gonna be rejection, there's gonna be, you know, criticism, but that mm-hmm. only is going to make you stronger, because you're gonna listen, take it in. Don't call everybody haters. Call them consumers. Consumers that you are going to do something and they're going to buy it. And you'll rise to the occasion. Stop telling everybody when you put a CD in front of them, it's you. Say, hey, I got this CD from a guy. Listen to it. Tell me what you think.
Right.
Don't tell them this is me. You know, because people that you're going to walk up to, normally they're going to know you. They're going to be your friends. And the truth, you can't expect it. Because they already know whether you can take it or not, you know, and they don't want to be put in that hater list. You know, I've heard that from so many hip-hop artists. It's not haters, they're consumers, you know. So give them a product, just code. This is somebody. What do you think about this? You know, and listen to what they have to say. You know, remember, you're going to be an entertainer. Not just a hip-hop artist, an entertainer means when you do a performance, make it an event, put on a show, have that control of what you're doing. Change mm-hmm. it up from the product when you do a show. Show them you own it. That's the only way that you're going to shine. And I think each and every one of the artists that come through here, they have the ability to shine. They just don't understand the dynamics of the show or the dynamics of a product that they're trying to sell. And if they take and they slow the roll and they put it out there and test it just to hear the feedback before they try to sell it, and I mean, you know, don't give the copy away, let someone hear it, but don't tell them it's you. Take the feedback. You might have to go back in and redo or readjust, but then guess what? It might make that the one that you needed to get recognized, to get income coming back in. You know, we all need somebody to mentor and tell us where we're doing wrong. Because guess what? It's like a captain in a ship with no compass and no math. Where is he going? You got to listen to get there.
That's so true. That's so true.
But you know what? That's what I love about poetry. You know, these shows, we try to educate rather than to tear artists down, you know, because, you see.
That's exactly what they.
Go ahead, Auntie.
That's exactly what they need. Most artists today, they're stuck in a box. And I feel so sorry for these kids. Like you said, they don't understand the marketing and production. They don't understand that they are, like you said, they're a product. They're just like a bag of potato chips, a new bag of potato chips coming in the store. If I go make me a bag of potato chips today, and I put it, if you hear it on the radio about my new potato chips, if you see it on the TV about my new potato chips, if you see it in the magazine, it might be the nastiest potato chips in the world. But if I market it right, if everybody, a million people are going to buy at least one bag, guess what? I'm rich. And it might not stay on the market, but I'm rich, because you go in the store and you say, oh yeah, that's the potato chips I saw. Let me just buy a bag of them chips. If you market and promote yourself right, you're going to be heard.
But
like
you
said,
visual effect.
You know what's funny is that since I'm older than everybody, you know, lunchtime at Sam's Club, they have samples. You know, you can walk in there and they'll give you a little sample of this and you go, I like that. You know, and the funny part about it is that you got to give and promote your product. You know, I remember when in the grocery stores they used to have people cutting up stuff, giving samples to people as they walked by to sell it. Well, see, artists, the way to do that is promoting yourself in an outlet that you're being played and people will say, oh, they're on the radio. They're on the internet. You know, they're on this show. They're on that show. You know, they will believe in your artistry. You know, and there's one being played, then there's another being played. So there's a comparison ratio, you know, and you then are starting to step with people that are in the progress of trying to move up. You know, you can't be scared. One guy said, hey, you know, scared money don't make no money. Well, okay, but spend your money in the right way, getting that resume, promoting yourself, you know, networking with people like Poetic, and that has such good people as you hear on the board, that with a nod from him to them, guess what? A door opens. That's all I can tell you about that. Poetic, come out of that cloud.
I have one more thing to say. During the commercial break, and I was on hold, I was listening to all the things that Poetic has to offer, and I was just thinking. I said, now I got artists calling me that want to spend $3,000 to get on a show with Future when they need to be marketing and promoting their product. They need to be calling Poetic, you know what I mean, and getting those things done that they need done, but you want to spend $3,000 to get on a show and open up for Future. You're not going to be on the flyer. They're not going to call your name on the radio. You're going to jump on that stage. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this is why I feel sorry for a lot of the artists. They need to be educated, and they need to listen to Poetic shows so they can learn and be educated. They need to listen to what he had to offer during the commercial break. Oh, yeah, I need me some flyers. I need this. I need that interview on his station. Put your money where you need to put it and stop throwing it away. That's what hurts me with the young kids today in the industry. They have so money away. To
but
me,
you know
that's
ego over a plan.
But then you don't even get to talk to Future, though. You up there on the
oh, I know, but their ego is so good, they have
Future
bragging, right?
Right.
Half the time the artist doesn't come in there until after you perform.
Right,
exactly.
They don't even know you. They don't know you. They don't even remember you. I remember Rocco told me one time, everybody was saying, Auntie, if you know all these artists, why on your Facebook page you ain't got pictures with all these artists? Rocco told me, this exact words Rocco told me. He said, Auntie, what you need to put the pictures up on your page with me? You got my cell phone number. You know me. I know you. These other people taking these pictures, I don't know them. Even if he booked me for the show, he booked me for the show and he said, take a picture. So I took a picture. So it's not about, and then one thing that I like about T.I. gave me a T-shirt a long time ago. And it was back in like 2008, maybe 2007. And it had Grand Hustle on it. And it says, thank being famous, I'm trying to get paid. You see what I'm saying? So that's what it's about. And that's why if you want to get to me, you're going to have to come through Poetic. Because, see, what I do, I take indie artists and put them on shows, and I book a show. If I put you on a show with Future, the promoter going to have to call your name. The radio station interview Future, we're going to be sitting right there at the radio station when Future go over there, and they're going to have to say, who is this IT? Because I'm going to make them ask who you are. You feel what I'm saying? So it's all about marketing and promoting and getting your stuff heard. Don't be trying to be a baller or shot caller until you got that shot caller baller's money.
Right.
You understand? Get out there now. Put your money into good use. Promote and market
spend it
your
wisely.
That's all I got to say. That's all.
And invest in the proper equipment so when you do perform, you're together. I'm not talking about what you're wearing, but, you know, there are things in a performance that enhance the event, the show, that are not provided. They're things that you have to supply for your own benefit, you know. So understand, you know, if it's not set up for you, the greatest possibility is you're going to fail. you know, whereas you say Future, his setup is for him.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, you're going to have to look at it and say, when I put on these big boy pants, instead of paying $3,000 to be on stage with him, invest that $3,000 in your show equipment, in what you need, not your clothes, but the things you need.
CDs,
to
flyers.
Be dynamic.
Things that you need to promote you. CDs, flyers. You know, whatever you need to get out there and promote your product. You
posters,
know what I mean?
Your comp cards, money. All of that.
Everything you need. You know, and if you don't have a proper bio, call somebody that your website. If you don't know how to do it, pay somebody to do it. Don't be just throwing up junk. You know what I mean? Because if, when you go to the table, the label's going to say, well, let me see. Then you go in there and you got some, you know what I mean? So, like he said, you got to invest in yourself. The product got to be eye-catching. Just like for a show. Even when you go to the table, you want them to be interested in your package. So call Poetic and tell them, look, man, I'm getting ready to go to the table, and I don't think my EPK is right. Can you check this out and not tell me what I need? Ask somebody. Don't just throw, because what I've been doing with items lately, because I'm tired. I'm really tired. If your stuff ain't ready, I tell you, call somebody. You need to call Poetic because he's going to have to deal with you on that end. What I do, I'm going to take you to the table, but you're going to have to get your stuff together because you're not going with me.
You got to be ready before you let them bring it to you.
You're not going with me. If you're not mixed and mastered, no, I don't even want to hear it. Don't put it in my email because if I click on it and it's not mixed and mastered, I'm deleting it.
Well, you know that old phrase, don't you? You know that old phrase that in the good old days they used to use is half-assed just don't pass.
Right.
Exactly.
Do it. Put your money. Invest your money. I don't care. Like he said, get you an 8-hour job and take that money. If you want to get there, it's a sacrifice to anything that you want to do. And it says it in the Bible, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but you got to do something. He going to help you get there, but you got to make them first steps. You got to show him that this is what I want. That's anybody. Do it.
Mm-hmm. I always heard that God.
You got to believe. You got to believe in yourself.
If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So,
right.
Yeah, you have to demonstrate.
And just like
demonstrate that confidence.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And just like Auntie said. You know, you spend $3,000 on a show for Future, and he don't know who you are. You ain't even getting a pat on the back, but you just spent $3,000. Why not figure out, okay, if I got $3,000 to spend, let me see how many different things that I can do that'll push me a little further versus me just going out here for this show this one night. Because once you come off that stage, it's over. There's nothing left.
Yep, people have died behind their egos.
And I've seen them do it. I've seen them. Actually, they drop that money with a quickness. Yeah, at that moment you caught up in that moment, that hype. But the reality, they don't even let you video shows like that. And from what you call them, you're not
video
even supposed to pull your phone. You're not even supposed to pull. You got to leave your camera home. Y'all know that.
Yep.
I mean, people sneak and do it, but reality, you ain't really got nothing to show for out there after.
Except a receipt.
Yes. Yeah.
They gonna give you a receipt for your money.
And you know who made that?
Some of them ain't even doing that.
The promoter made that money, Future didn't even know you was on there. That's just like Future Drake on tour now. Drake got his own artist. He's promoters asking everybody else, trying to get other artists to get on there. Drake brought his own opening acts. So you're not opening up for Drake or Future when they tell you that. Drake had his own people open up for him. That's why when people call him, come talk about, Auntie, Drake got a tour going, can you get me on there? For what? For what? What else do you need? Is it something else you need to be doing other than trying to get on that Drake tour? You know what I mean? You want the money? Let me tell you what you give it to me. I'll help you get on. I'll get you your own tour. I'll get out here and start your tour. You see what I'm saying?
and get
they'd
you
be booked. Better off buying a front row seat. They'd be cheaper.
Right. So do
yeah.
Listen to that. When this show go off, all y'all in the audience, y'all need to listen to what Poetic got to offer. And I'm telling you, because when I was listening to it, and I was on hold, I was like, dog, I said, I can tell my artist they need to call Poetic in the morning. All these indie artists I'm working with, they're going to be calling Poetic in the morning because he got a lot of stuff that my artists need that I'm not fit to do, and I don't do. But I know who does it. He does. So my artist going to be calling Poetic first thing in the morning. I'm going to tell him to call this
number. Want him in the right direction.
That's right.
I just
that's
heard
that's
what she said. That's called team. Together.
Yeah, but you're so humble. We have to tell it for you.
That's networking.
I appreciate that.
that's networking.
Don't get me wrong.
That's what it's about.
The program about Hip Hop National is about not about self-feeding my ego of what I can do and do is that. Don't get me wrong. I understand all those things, and I can possibly make all these connections. But I want to somebody who's going to be a humble too in their character. So
right.
I know that they're promotable and that they would be able to deal with whatever they're trying to promote. So
mm-hmm.
It's not about my ego, and I'm not trying to self-feed that ego. I do appreciate you guys stepping up to the plate and batting for me. I appreciate that. But definitely.
Well, I'm not poetic. Get me wrong. I ain't trying to promote you. I mean, not like that. That's what I said, y'all. Please, I'm a country girl now.
I'm going to tell you,
I'm being honest. I totally
respect you for promoting.
I'm being honest. Because poetic, that's less work for me. Do you understand? That's less
take that stress
work
off of you. When they get to you, it's the way it need to be.
Right. I need to send them to you because I'm tired of them calling and asking me because I don't do that. And I don't, you know, and I was glad I listened to because I've had people been calling me constantly asking me for the things that you do. And I'm like, I don't know where, you know, I don't do that. But now I see, like he said, we learn something every day. So now that's a good thing for me. So I know where to direct my artists to. The people that I work with, I know where to say, yeah, call this number. Like you said, networking. It's good. I'm glad I came tonight.
Absolutely. I'm glad you came tonight, too, because I've been trying to get you on here for how long?
But I'll be moving so fast. I move so fast. At 2014, I'm trying to take over. And God is working with me right now for real. God is, when I tell you God is working with me, and I know my blessing coming this year. So I'm just in here. I'm in here now. And I feel good. I know the Lord is moving. And I know this is not a gospel show, and I'm not going to preach to you all. But I love all in the audience, and I love Poetic and my friend right here, old school life. I love him because I like people that's genuine. See, and if you find people that's who you need to mess with. Like Poetic said, if you don't have good product, you got a good product, he's going to be behind you. Most people are not going to tell you that. He said he don't bring him just anything. A lot of people going to take your money knowing that you ain't got no good product and knowing you ain't going nowhere and not going to tell you. See, me, you send me a song and it's garbage, and I feel it's garbage, and then I tell you just because I don't like it and I think it's garbage, don't stop there because you might, you know what I mean? But,
right.
See, be able to accept criticism. Like
exactly.
He said, able to accept it.
Exactly.
That criticism is supposed to make you work even harder.
That's right.
Show that, hey, I am definitely, to show that I am definitely here, this is what I want to do. You know, like you said, you know, if you tell them that, well, you know, it ain't for me. You know, and that it could be right now that it's not here or nor there for what's in the mainstream right now. But, you know, you keep working and pushing at it. And then there may be a market for you.
Right.
But right now,
right.
It's not your time.
But
that's just my opinion.
That. This is one production. Keep on, keep on. See, the thing is like this. Is you know, I don't try to ever discourage an artist. I try to encourage them, show me more, show me more. And that takes an additional effort and more work on their part. That's the telling point of whether you've got somebody that's in it and wants to make it, and or someone that's just fly by night. This is a hobby. See, you know, to sacrifice, you know, it comes from a personal side. That you don't know my sacrifices, you don't know Auntie's sacrifices, you don't know Poetic. But we're all trying to make this industry work for artists. Why? Because we have a passion inside of us that won't let us stop. So, you know, maybe we've heard discouraging words. Maybe we've had slow days. Maybe we've wondered why. But we didn't stop. And an artist, a true artist, is not going to stop. They're only going to get stronger, but they're going to have to realize they are going to have to make a sacrifice. And it's promoting yourself. Why not invest in yourself? Why would you give somebody money to do absolutely nothing possibly for you that you could do for yourself? You know, if they're not soliciting you, And saying to you, you're ready. You're asking to lose. I appreciate Auntie because she, as a Christian and a good heart, the biggest courage I've found, and I think she's going to say the same thing too, is to tell the truth to an artist that if they're not ready, they're not ready. And then we probably do the same thing. We grab our gun. Because the look in their eyes, some can't take it.
But let me interrupt you. When I first met Jeezy, he was with Boys in the Hood. Jeezy sound like Trick Daddy. I went to shows with Jeezy. I had Jeezy open up for Pastor Troy for free. They booed Jeezy. You understand that? But did Jeezy stop? Did he stop? No. No. You understand that? So
right.
You, just like he was saying, just because I might not like it, if you go back and you keep going, if it's a passion and it's something that you believe in yourself, I got artists that I've been working with for 5 years that when I first got with them, they was garbage. But you know what? They good now. When I tell you, they good, they're getting paid for shows, they're actually getting paid in their states, and the next little state to them, they doing shows, and they like, Auntie, you didn't give up on them? No, I didn't give up on them. I just told them, get it right. Keep going, keep doing it. And when they thought they got it right, they came back to me and I said, you got it. You see what I'm saying? Let's go to work. I'm ready now. I'm going to work for you. I'm going to work with you. But when they first came to me, I couldn't do nothing with that.
Exactly.
I was honest. And they said they was glad that I told them. They were glad. Now they at that point. They, you know what I mean? So believe in yourself and keep going and keep finding networking and marketing and finding people like Poetic that's willing to give you that chance, that's willing to play your song on the radio, that's willing to interview you because you are an artist. You are special too. And you will get to that point where people will be calling you. Not
all right,
too
guys, I just want to let y'all know we're about to round it up. We got like 90 seconds. If you guys want to get in touch with us, it's www.hiphopnational.com. Make sure you upload your music. We want to get it into rotation here, definitely. Y'all want to link up with us directly, you can call 954-461-3398. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I appreciate you all, and I love you. Love you all. Just wanted to
God bless
know.
You.
Love
God
you to God.
All right, guys. Good night. Good night to everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.